Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sometimes when you meet people, you instantly see what you need to see. You immediately feel like you've met someone that is special, someone that is playing at a higher level in life, someone who was born to impact change in the world. The way they look, the way their eyes look, their body gestures, their energy, just the way that they even look at you. You feel like this person is somebody that is uniquely identifiable as special. They light up the room. They change the temperature everywhere they go. It's like the Michael Jackson and Billie Jean type video where all these steps light up. They illuminate everywhere they go. You're game changers. The first time that I met Quenessé Shillette, I had a conversation with her, saw the pictures of her on different media sites. I knew what I was looking at. Most importantly, I knew once I spoke to her and had the opportunity to hopefully work with her, that the sky would be the limit. Quenessé Shillette is a superstar. Period. No ands, ifs, or buts. It's no questions at this point. So honored to interview her inside the house of his, for everyone to hear her journey, her story, and most importantly, her humility. She never believes what everybody knows. That's what makes her great. House of Hits, Finney, Serge, Dorian, let's get it.
People, we live in the House of Hits studio right now in Miami. It's a great time to be alive because you woke up. A lot of people, they take that for granted. I think, my grandma used to always tell me, she said, boy, feel the wind. Slow down sometimes, feel the wind. I said, grandma, what you mean? She said, that's God reminding you to appreciate the earth. Mm-hmm. So we just sit down and swing, and the wind would be blowing. And she'll sit in the swing next to my grandma, and the wind be going and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just be like, just free. Mm-hmm. Just feel free. You know, life sometimes can be ugly. It can be dark, uncertain. So many things come at us, and we don't really sometimes think about what we do have. Sometimes music makes us appreciate what we do have. You know, when Aretha Franklin sang R-E-S-P-E-C-T, she went down to Alabama and got with this all-white band and made a sound because she felt like she wasn't getting respect for her sound. She was singing songs that she really didn't believe in. A lot of people didn't know that. She put like 7 albums out, but it wasn't Aretha. She went down to Alabama, these guys, this all-band, and played this melody, and she said, well, Jennifer Hudson said, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, and everything started moving. She wanted respect. A lot of times music tell us things we need to hear. That's the great thing about, you know, musicians. They create a sound. They write lyrics that just change your whole perspective. They speak for us. They voice of the voiceless. Talking to Quenessé Shillette today, when I first met her, an intern saw her blog on a magazine called Ride. It was like an international thing. Mm-hmm. And they said, Jonathan, this girl is amazing. She got dope music. I'm like, all right, cool. Get at me. Send it to me. And I saw something. And, you know, I saw something that understood, even I don't think what they knew they understood, which was she had something. Music marks time. It's the universal language of the world. It's the way an artist can reveal how they feel and their genius. I'm honored today to be speaking, second time, to be speaking to Quincy Shillette inside the House of Hits.
Likewise.
Powered by Hype Fresh Magazine, 99.7 The Heat Miami. We live in effect.
Yes.
Quincy Shillette, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, and shout out to Hype Fresh, y'all.
I want to ask you something, right?
Yeah.
They always say that I have a friend who is a mountain climber,
mm-hmm.
and I always ask her, you don't get paid for it. Why do you do it? You could die. She'll call me and be like, hey, I'm climbing mountain today. Pray for me. I'm like, okay, but I told you don't do it. Right? Music. You're smart, educated. People like you. You can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're climbing the Mount Everest in life of music where you could fall. You could just fall. And break your leg,
mm-hmm.
even career-wise, mm-hmm. you know, kill off certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do it?
That's a really great question.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, if I haven't asked myself that question before, I have to ask myself first. But I definitely understand where you're coming from, because it has been a little of a rocky road, even though I'm still towards the base of the mountain. If that makes sense
it
to you.
It does make a lot of sense.
I feel like every step I take, the more serious and focused I get, I feel like life is asking me, how bad do you want it?
Mm.
And it's so interesting, because usually, you know, I would crumble. And after having that conversation with you and just having to be ready and prepared and to walk in and to, I should say, to, I guess, develop more so like callus in order to continue to climb up this personal mountain. And I'd rather climb a mountain than to walk around it, if that makes sense. Because some people get stuck walking around the mountain and they never get a chance to climb.
Right. You said something, right? Going back to the mountain climb, my friend, she makes like $300,000 a year.
Climbing mountains?
No.
Oh.
In her profession. I said, remember, she don't get paid for it. So I ask all the time, she tell me, you know, mm-hmm. well, when my husband left me, mm-hmm. I felt like I failed. And I made all this money. We got joint custody of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like a part of me failed. And I wanted to do something that I felt like I could be successful at, dominate, challenge myself. I said, you pick climbing mountains? She said, yeah, because it's the hardest thing to do. She's in phenomenal shape. I say all that because there's something that's fueling you.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people all the time, it's like, I work with a lot of artists. I tell every artist, 98% of you artists fail.
Mm-hmm.
And not because they could be sorry
mm-hmm.
or they don't have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fact that some people just don't have the endurance. To go around the sun enough.
It's,
you know, we call it laps around the sun.
And the consistency.
So, in you, what do you tell yourself when nobody's around, no parents, no friends, no managers, no nothing? What do you tell yourself to give you that jet fuel, that Air Force One fuel to keep going?
You owe yourself something.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's going to give it to you.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nobody's gonna get it for you,
mm-hmm.
but you owe yourself something. Whenever I want to be lazy, whenever I just want to lay in bed, whenever I just want to give up, why are you giving up? That's easy.
Right.
Okay, you gave up, and then what?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then let's get back to it, because you owe yourself something.
Right. Are you adjusting to your new normal? Because I always say that because, you know, like, you know, in the classes, mm-hmm. I always say you got a main job and then you got a second job.
Mm-hmm.
And the second job is the life you really want. Because, you know, we can all go to work, mm-hmm. do some. I could be a manager of Wawa's or whatever and say, mm-hmm. look, I do this, I do that. But that's one life. You're creating a whole different thing. The house of Chalet, the umbrellas, the
fashion. I'm creating a whole new world exactly. for myself.
So that universe, right? You got planets.
Yeah.
Venus, Mars, Pluto, all these things. Tell me what your universe like.
Whew. Well, I like what you said, just to piggyback on what you said about creating a whole new world.
Yeah, for sure.
I used to write this in my journal, and it wouldn't even take up the whole page. But I would write... create a world that you need no escape from, because I feel like a lot of us here are running from something. We're trying to escape something. Even when people go on vacation, they just need a break from something. They're trying to get away from it. And in my mind, I feel like I'm ready for my life to be my vacation, and for vacation for other people could be many different things. For me, I ended up in music because I write for therapy. That's how I started. I would write for therapy. I would write to lift like a weight off of my shoulders. And I think deep down inside, I said, if I could get this weight off of my shoulders with my words, how many other people have a weight on their shoulders? You know, that can be lifted through words. Which is why I'm like right smack dab in the middle between rap and poetry. I'm like
mm-hmm.
a musical spoken word in a sense. Not tonight. Tonight we gonna try something new. But I came from writing. I came from journaling. So
you did.
You know. Yeah.
Tell me this. When you're writing lyrics, and you're in your creative space, who does your music reach? Like, what demographic? Like, is it like the 15-year-old? Is it 15-year-old, 8 to like 28, 30? Like, who needs to hear a Quincy Shalet record?
It depends. So, for, I will say, when I do a lot of my more, I would say more chill rap, more R&B soul type rap, I feel like mm-hmm. that speaks to the soul, and I've gotten different age groups for that. But more so like my hip hop rap and more of my pop and stuff like that, it does reach people. I want to say the demographic would be like your teenagers, people in your 20s and your 30s, I want to say. So your millennials and the Generation Z. But I also have, you already know, with the House of Chalet, I like to write runway music, so of course that demographic, which I thought was pretty,
your strength?
Yeah, which I thought it was interesting, but that opens up a whole new world, which is to the LGBTQ community, which is pretty cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I never thought
they spend a lot of money.
Yeah, well, not even they just know
but
how
they
to
do.
Have
just
a good time.
Real,
they know how to have a good time and let loose
and spend money.
Yeah, and then like you know, runway and fashion is all about like
flair.
Yeah,
just energy.
Loving yourself too.
Yeah. And
like
money.
What I've seen some people from the LGBT community. I wanted them to do my makeup and pick out my outfits.
Yeah.
Like they just they know how to live.
It's
so it kind of there's a wide range, but it depends on the I don't think I've ever met anyone that liked all of my songs in every genre.
Yeah,
I think they had their favorites.
Yeah, pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. I think that you can be a new vibration in the lane you're going. But here's the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quitting takes one step. That's what my uncle used to tell me. He said, boy, quitting take one step. Success take millions.
Mm. My uncle. Say that again.
My uncle Jim Lee used to tell me, he said, boy, quitting take one step. Just quit. Stop. He said, success take millions. I want to ask you this. And I always tell people, acknowledge fear. Fear means you're human. Being fearless means you're willing to work through that fear.
Right.
So I just want to clarify, a lot of people talk, they don't know what they're talking about because they never sacrificed and they never lost anything. You don't know what it means to be fearless unless you lost something, because in the midst of being fearless, you're going to lose something.
Absolutely.
You could be fearless in a marriage and get divorced
because
you just didn't understand. You made a bad decision and you get married again. And now you're going to be living fearlessly because you know what not to do. So I ask you this. I think you have the vibration, the temperature, the temperament, the mental telepathy. I think you have the acumen to do anything.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I always tell you that when I put you on the Instagram
page.
Yeah,
and I always appreciate it, y'all.
But here's the thing. Like my uncle said, it takes one step to quit. I want to stop. Sit. Done. The most successful marriages, they work through everything. I never met a marriage that was successful and said, man, Jay, everything was good. We've been married 40 years. It's been lit. Pop bottles every year. We ain't never had a problem. I love him. He is perfect. That's not true.
Right.
Because love is personal. Adversity is a part of struggle. Struggle is a part of human cycle. You want to take a million steps with this? Because that's what it's going to take.
I think I already got started, but I also look at it as, I don't look at it as not quitting. You got one, you know, quitting is one step and not quitting is a million steps.
Yeah.
I look at it more so like pain. There's a lot of people that's hurting, and a lot of people look to music to help relieve them of a certain pain, especially like in New Orleans. Like, we're huge when it comes to culture of just dancing in the street. People come down just to dance in the street with us, but they don't know that we dance to just dance our pain away. That's how a lot of that culture started in New Orleans.
Walking in greatness means that you're going to walk through darkness.
Right.
And you're going to find your light.
Right. And I've also learned that you must choose one of two pains. If anybody told you any path that you take in your life, it has no pain, they're wrong. But you must choose one of two pains, either the pain of discipline or the pain of regret.
House of Chalet, Hype Fresh Magazine, 99.7 The Heat, Quintessay Chalet, New Orleans.
What's good,
Let's
y'all?
Let's get it, people.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.